Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. The message today comes from Luke, the passage you just heard a moment ago. And in part, I will read verse 24. Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. On that day, when Jesus returns, the gates to the kingdom of God will be closed, and all who have not entered will be forever left out. And on that day, many will knock, for they will recognize that what they have long rejected is no longer accessible to them. And they will come to realize the true cost of their rejection. But it will be too late, for the door will be closed and the invitation rescinded. And on that day, there will be weeping and there will be gnashing of teeth, for they will finally understand the desires of their hearts. These earthly gods of flesh have abandoned them, and the one true God no longer welcomes them in. And they will plead for reconsideration. They will say, we ate, we drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil. And on that day, Satan will have no longer have dominion over God's creatures. No longer will he stand and whisper into the ears of man lies and falsehoods. No longer will he sow the seeds of doubt in hearts and mind. He will be forever separated from God's kingdom and from God's citizens. But until that day comes, he remains active, seeking out all who will turn an ear to him and reject the banquet being prepared. And he will use everything at his disposal, even God's own words, to harden the hearts of man. And he will say, you have heard Jesus teach that the door is narrow. You have heard Jesus say that you must strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. And Satan will whisper in your ear that this means you. He will challenge you to take stock of your own merits, to count the costs that you have paid. And he will show you that the price for entry remains out of reach. He'll remind you that even Jesus himself has said that only a few will enter. That means only those who have been holy enough, who have lived lives pure enough. He'll tell you that there's not enough room in the kingdom for all who want to enter. And so the door has been narrowed and the population restricted to select few. And Satan will promise you that on that last day, you will remain outside the kingdom, joined by others who have tried but failed, and you will surely hear these words on the lips of Jesus. Depart from me, all you workers of evil. For truly, you have not done enough. The door has not been made wide enough, and you have not known Jesus enough. That's what he says. But I stand here this morning to confront these lies that we all hear every day, and to offer you the true meaning of what Jesus teaches in this gospel passage. You see, Jesus at this time was on his way to become the door. He went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Now, the door that Jesus taught was narrow at the time, and it had not yet revealed its fullness. See, the saints of old, they'd already been gathered into God's care, trusting the promise of the Messiah who was yet to come. They had entered the kingdom by faith in the Christ yet to be revealed. And now that day was drawing near, for Jesus was making his way to Jerusalem, where through his suffering on the cross and his separation from the Father, he would become that door. The one and only way into the presence of the Father. And that door, which he became through that sacrifice, was a door that was made available to every man, every woman, every child. None were excluded from the benefits of his sacrifice. None were prohibited from access to this entryway. All were included. But many rejected Jesus. Many rejected his sacrifice. And in doing so, the door which was swung open for all became narrower, not because of him, but because of us. Few will enter. That is true. Few will enter, not because of God's rejection, but because of man's. But a time will come when Jesus returns, and on that day, the door will be closed for those who have rejected him. On that day, God will reject and turn them away. And then it will be too late. And some will demand access, for after all, they knew him. But Jesus will reply that it is not enough to know him, for even Satan knows him. What matters is if they are known by the Father. And being known by him is not just important, it's everything. Being known by God means that he has made you his own and called you by name through the waters of your baptism. You are his. You are his. And through faith, you cling to this identity. You rest in the certainty that because he knows you, he will never let you go. Being known by God means that when Satan accuses you, when Satan tells you you're not good enough, you can answer just like Luther answered once. He said, "Devil, what are you fighting? If you try to denounce my good works and my holiness before God, why? I have none. If you try to prosecute my sins, I have none of those either." Here is God's strength. Prosecute it until you've had enough. I know absolutely nothing about either sins or holiness in me. I know nothing whatever except God's power in me. You see, being known by God means knowing that you are a sinner, knowing that you on your own cannot walk through that door, but knowing that Christ is your righteousness, that you have nothing to offer, but he has given you everything. It is knowing that you are unworthy, but he has still called you by name. Striving to enter through the narrow door means nothing more than this, that you keep clinging to Jesus in repentance and faith, trusting his promise that your old self has been crucified with him and that you now live a new life. That new life you live is in him. And so when that day comes and when the master rises to shut the door, you will not be on the outside knocking. You will be inside. You will be inside, seated at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the saints. And the sound of weeping will be far from you. The gnashing of teeth will not be heard. Instead, you'll hear laughter, singing, and the voice of your Savior welcoming you to the table. The door will never close on you, for Christ himself is the door, and he has brought you in. He has written your name in his book, and nothing, not your sins, not Satan's accusations, not even death itself, can take that away. You are known by God. And that is all that matters now and forever. Go in peace with Jesus Christ, who is the door. You are known by him. You are claimed in baptism by him, forgiven by his cross, and raised to new life. The door of his kingdom stands open to you now and will never be shut against you. Walk in the confidence of this reality. Live in hope and rejoice, for the Master has called you, and your place is at his table forever. It's secured. Amen.